Let's go to the phone lines as we are now joined by JT Kinney, a professional angler for the Forest Wood Cup and TBF Junior World Championships going on at Lake Ouachita and Lake Hamilton. A very big deal. I'm not a huge fisherman. I know, Tommy, you love fishing. If it was up to you, that'd probably be your second life there, to being a fisherman. But let's welcome in JT. Good morning, JT. How you doing?
Great, guys. How are y'all this morning?
Oh, we're doing just great. Tell us a little bit about this event that's coming up. Obviously, it's a very big deal. I know that a lot of people are going to be involved in it. Just kind of give us a breakdown of what's all going to be going on.
Well, there's, you know, for the first off, I mean, it's the World Championship of Bass Fishing. I mean, there's 56 of the best anglers. You know, throughout the course of this year, we have some preliminary tournaments. You have to qualify for this thing. It's not just like something that anybody can get into. So, of course, that's kind of the main deal going on. But, you know, at the Bank of the Ozarks Center there in Hot Springs, there's a big expo that goes along with the weigh-ins each day. The weigh-ins will be starting at 5 o'clock on Friday and also on Saturday and Sunday. At 4 o'clock, before the weigh-in starts at 5, at 4 o'clock, Justin Moore, the country singer, is putting on a free concert. That's free for anybody that wants to come. All you got to do is come down to Hot Springs and show up. They'll let you right in the door. Then, of course, after that, you can see who gets crowned the world champion for 2018.
JT Kinney is with us, made over $1.5 million on the FN in career earnings. He's got four career tournament wins. This guy knows what he's talking about. You're a Florida native. I mean, Florida's got a lot of great lakes, a lot of great fishing. How does the Arkansas fishing compare? You've been on Ouachita and Hamilton this week. You've got other great lakes in the state like Bull Shoals and Norfolk and Beaver. Arkansas's got some great championship lakes and championship fishing.
You know, it really does. And I'm originally from Maryland and then moved to Florida. So I've seen, you know, and then, of course, doing this for 20 years, I've seen a lot of lakes. And Arkansas, the diversity of the different lakes that y'all have here is just, I look forward to it every year. We usually have one, at least two of the tour events in Arkansas. And there's, you know, there's shallow water, grassy lakes. There's deep, clear lakes, kind of like Ouachita. It has a lot of standing timber. There's just so many different things. Like, pretty much any fisherman coming from anywhere in the country, usually in Arkansas, can find something that suits their style and how they like to fish.
JT, y'all be fishing on the lakes there in the Hot Springs area this weekend. I know we got a lot of listeners that fish those lakes on their own a lot. So, as you've practiced and you've gotten ready, what are some things that maybe you could pass along to our listeners that might work for them down the road?
Oh, definitely. You know, this time of year, the water temperature is about as hot as it's going to be, and early morning and later in the evening are definitely the best times to be on the water. You know, in the middle of the day, the fish either go very deep or just kind of get lethargic and really don't do a lot. But top water presentations, you know, early in the morning and late in the evening are definitely the way to go. You know, as a matter of fact, there's some fish schooling on some bait around me right now. I'm out here on the lake as we speak. But in the middle of the day, definitely going slow and deep, you know, into that 20 to 30 foot range with, you know, jigs and plastic worms and stuff like that. Because, like I said, in the middle of the day, you know, in the middle of summer, they get a little lethargic, so you definitely want to slow down.
JT, let me ask you this. How does one become a professional angler? Because I saw that you're in your profile. You were a former motocross racer, so obviously you had a lot of different skills, a lot of different things going on. What made you decide to go into this field and become who you are today?
You know, honestly, it just kind of happened. And, I mean, I'm happy I did. I've enjoyed a great career. I just always loved fishing, no matter, you know, even when I was younger racing motocross, I always loved fishing. You know, if there was a pond at the motocross track, I was over there fishing in between motos and stuff. But I entered a local tournament. At that point in my life, I didn't even know there was local tournaments. I knew there was the big tournaments like FLW and Bassmaster and stuff, but I didn't know there was little ones, and I entered it, and I actually won the very first tournament I entered. And I remember they gave me a check for $1,600, and I thought, I just went fishing today and made $1,600, and that's unbelievable. Whereas now that it's turned into a career, there's all kind of, you know, stuff that goes along with it. It's not just going out there and going fishing, and especially when you're paying a $4,500 entry fee every week, you know, to get in these tournaments. It's not relaxing and laid back. I mean, it's, when you got that kind of money on the line and you're competing against the best anglers in the world for even bigger money to win, it's not laid back, taking it easy, enjoying yourself. It's pretty intense.
JT Kenny with us here. The FLW Championship going on in Hot Springs this weekend. You mentioned the Justin Moore concert. It's a free concert coming up on Sunday. There's also the Bass and Barbecue Festival on Friday that's all day. And talking about, you know, helping some of the aspiring anglers out there, there is a angler seminar on Friday with, you know, some guys like Jimmy Houston and Hank Parker and Eric Jackson. That's going to be going on at the convention center beginning. Seminars beginning on Friday at noon.
Yeah, you know, that's to be able to, for free, to be able to go listen to some of the legends in the sport. I mean, that's a cool deal just to be able to walk down there and walk right into that. You know, a lot of times when guys are speaking, you know, especially guys of that caliber are speaking, you know, it's hundreds of dollars to get in, and this week it's free. So that's awesome. And also, you might want to check me on this. I believe on Saturday, I think it's the first 250 kids under 14 that come in also get a free fishing rod. So there's really a lot of giveaways, a lot of awesome stuff. There's a lot of fun at the expo. There'll be all kinds of fishing tackle on display. Plus, you know, there'll be a lot of stuff for the kids to do, and it'll just be a really, really fun time for everybody. I really encourage everybody to come out. And it's all 3 days. It's Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, so it's going to be a whole weekend full of fun.
All right, it's the Forest Elwood Cup going on. It's both lakes, and the big weigh-in is going to be at the Bank of the Ozarks Arena, and that's all kind of concluding on Sunday this weekend.
That is correct. And the Forest Wood Cup, the World Championship, that'll be going on, you know, for the pros, that'll be going on Lake Wachita. And then the Junior World Championship for the kids, that'll be going on Lake Hamilton. So we got two different lakes and two different World Championships, but they'll all weigh in at the same place there at the Convention Center.
All right, you can watch the live stream events and the weigh-ins and stuff at flwfishing.com. It'll be available there. JT, best of luck, and
yes,
good luck out there this weekend.
All right, thanks, guys. I appreciate you having me on.